Welcome to FinTech's DEI Discussions podcast series. We are here today to celebrate the wins, raise awareness of the challenges, and walk the talk for change across the entire financial technology industry. Today, this podcast is just me, Natty Edwards-Dashty, the Chief Customer Officer of the Harrington Star Group, a company dedicated to financial services, technology, and sales recruitment. I am also the podcast host of this series. And today I am super excited because we celebrate the 400th episode of this series. And alongside that, I want to ensure that we are celebrating the fact that that is 400 participants that joined me in conversations about inclusion within our sector. And I want to celebrate those individuals for their unique career journeys, their commitments to inclusion in our sector and beyond. And I want to draw attention to why we have not moved the needle as much as we should have done within this sector over the past 5 years. I want to ask questions around our UK gender pay gap, still at a 14%. I want to ask questions. I want to draw attention to the fact that these podcasts started in 2019. And now, as of 2024, the UK still has a gender pay gap average of 14%. And of course, the worst sector, as you will have guessed, is financial services and insurance at a whopping 22% gender pay gap. Why hasn't this needle moved? Why doesn't inclusion actually include everybody? Why do so many people feel threatened by inclusion? And what can we do to stop excluding one another, especially when we're working on inclusion? These 400 episodes have spanned series specials and four key chapters. Those chapters were the women of fintech, the families of fintech, the talent of fintech, and the humans of fintech. And the special series have included examples such as our 12-month, 12-step Black History Month campaign called the FinTech Guide to Advancing, Cultivating, and Elevating Your Black Talent. Other specials included the AI series, which I called Artificial Discrimination: Can AI Be Trusted with Inclusion? We also have produced the Advocate series, which began as 9 industry experts speaking about money, promotion, and recognition in the workplace. And now I'm putting together another series showing examples of how pay parity has been improved within businesses. Essentially, these pods always were and always have been about storytelling. And those stories have been so powerful. And this is why I will always thank the guests for joining me, because they shared their experiences, their hard work. Sometimes they shared their journeys, they shared their stories, they shared personal experiences with us so the rest of us could learn. Some of the challenges they faced were around bias and discrimination in the industry. Some of the challenges were how they overcame that. And within doing so, they raised awareness and they shared all of this with others so that anybody else experiencing it would know that they're not alone. Some shared case studies and examples of what inclusive cultures could look like. These pods have allowed a community of people to grow across the globe who are working towards driving better environments for everyone, where diversity of thought is the baseline and innovation, ideation, positive debate, and psychological safety are all celebrated as a way of encouraging happiness at work and for more people to thrive in their environments. And for me as a recruiter, knowing that we are improving this industry keeps me focused day in, day out, at attracting more people to this space and showing them why they can forge great careers here from whatever backgrounds they may come from. The pods have always been for everyone, but I know that they serve three specific groups. The first being those marginalized individuals within the sector, to give them hope and confidence that there's better companies out there, there's better managers out there, there's better colleagues out there within our sector. And these people are committed to making inclusive workplaces the norm. This is a group that I'm wholly committed to. The people considering leaving the sector because they're having a bad time. Those that are overlooked, undervalued, discriminated against. These are the people that I really want to hear the positive stories of success where workplaces can be inclusive. The second group has always been those in positions of power and privilege, to help them with the tools, with awareness and the drive to be allies and then better allies and then even better allies, to pave the way for change in their businesses and take responsibility, measurement and control of that. And the third is the growing swell of people from schools, universities and many other sectors who are fintech or financial technology curious, especially those that have the preconception that this individual is exclusive, difficult to enter, a place where they wouldn't be welcomed. So with all of this, I'm constantly thinking, how can we improve and how can we get better? And over the years, I've often been thwarted by those who have questioned the validity of a podcast on inclusion within a sector so heavily challenged by the topic and often seen as so slow to change. And as a recruiter in this space, I've always wanted to be true to myself and what I stand for to attract more people to work here and encourage more people to stay and grow their career here. But of course, I had to believe that there was potential for good and improvement, and in an industry that so many of us knows can move at such a speed, why have we still not moved quick enough on this topic and had this right front and center and had this front and center on our agendas? And I do believe that there is the potential for so much good. Yes, we are climbing a steep mountain to drive this change, and we are often held back by bad habits, fixed mindset, and groupthink. I am a passionate believer in a sector driven by change and innovation, that this is a challenge that we can rise to if only we address the fear of loss of privilege and make inclusion less threatening and support those properly who feel this way. And if only we address the desire for consensus and first seek diversity of opinion and truly see the power of that when we hear each other out and seek gaps in our knowledge. If I've learned anything from these inspiring podcasts, it's that we need to always listen and not argue or rebut or interrupt, but always listen to what we have heard with a purpose of learning to understand that experience. And that's not just for those driving inclusion, it's especially important for those who don't think it's their job to. And only then can we begin to plan the steps forward when we all feel included in the inclusion journey. Thank you all for your support. Let's continue to listen, learn, and walk the talk.